tell you how I am. I paid a personal trainer $50 to show me I'm doing something wrong in my kettlebell workout at my home. I'm doing something wrong in my back, and I had some form problems. So I was thinking, do I want to have a guy? And I was thinking, yeah, I can introduce a guy to this water. And of course, it's going to cost me $50, but I'll learn what I'm doing wrong. Well, I had him in my house. And during the middle of the workout, I said, my back's bothering me again. I said, let me come in here and get some of my water. And he didn't know, had no idea what I was talking about. I said, you're a health professional. Walk in here, let me show you something. And I showed him the machine, got some water. I didn't put a lot of talk about it. He didn't act that curious. He said, I said, you never heard of Kangen water? By the way, that's a great line. The way I was introduced to most products that I've looked at over the years is somebody will ask me, have you ever heard of Kangen water? And he goes, you know, I think I have. Well, I didn't stop the workout to talk about the water. I said, ooh, I got a reason to follow up. And I said, by the way, you ought to drink a glass of this. And I gave him a big old glass, and I said, notice how cloudy. I always give it to him. I said, notice how cloudy and milky that water is? They go, yeah, what's wrong with it? Man, that's hydrogen. That is a powerful, in fact, science says that's the most powerful antioxidant known, free hydrogen. I said, hurry up and drink it while it's cloudy, because it's going to do things in your body. And we're walking back in the room, and he goes, by the way, I make people curious. What is one of the reasons that I've had success and you're going to have success is you learn to make people curious, lean in, want to know more. Now, at that time, when he came by yesterday, it was not the time to go into detail about the water. I was just going to whet his appetite, literally, give him some water, chat about it, let's get back to working out. And then I said, when we walked back in the room there, I caught my breath, and I said, wow, my back feels better already. And literally, if I can drink me a big 20-ounce glass of water, sometimes when I got my lower back's bothering me and I'm using a heavy kettlebell, I can literally get results that fast. And I meant it. I said, you know, I believe my back's feeling better already. And he had just drank a big glass. And by the way, when I told him, I said, are you in a habit of chugging water? And he goes, not really. And I said, I've learned to drink it. By the way, guys, our water is not something you sip on all day. No, you walk by the machine, you fill up a big glass, and you drink it. And you go away, and you come back an hour or two later, and you look at it, you fill it up a big glass, and you drink it. In fact, my cue is right after I pee, I go get me another glass of water. I want to keep the cycle going. I am well hydrated, and I'm purged a lot of stuff in my body. So anyway, I would just give you an example of how I courted somebody. So after the workout, we were, you know, he wasn't that sweaty. I was, because he was working on my form. I said, I got to have some more water. We walked back in there, the machine, and we started talking about it. Well, I went and got him some videos and started telling him, you know, I said, wow, you know, you work hard for a living. And he makes $50 an hour, you know, sometimes more if he's working two or three at one time. And I said, you know, there's only two ways for you to make more money, get more clients or get more money out of each client you have. And I said, a lot of personal trainers market or recommend this water and make as much or more marketing the water than they do personally training. And that's basically all I said. Here's some information. Now, I'm just giving you ideas. You and I are making a living based on our ability and the amount of people we approach. The approach is everything. The emphasis of right now's talk is to share with you, do not get in a trap. Learn to bite your tongue. In fact, if you volunteer to get somebody water and you realize, I didn't mean to say that. I can't tell you how many times. Now, I don't make this mistake anymore, but for about 6 months to a year, it took me that long to get it out of my vocabulary. Probably not that long. At least 6 months. I would be chit-chatting, and they'd act like I'd like to get some water, and then I would fall into the trap of saying, well, let me see if I can get you some. Oh, I'd get so mad at myself. And now, and the way I reverse it, I said, you know, I said, I spoke out of turn. I said, you live in, and I'll pick their city, Sheffield, whatever. And I'll say, oh, my gosh, it is going to be really hard to find somebody that has water within an hour's drive time for you to go and get it and you can drive home. Right there in their mind, they go, I don't want the water that bad. Bingo. Now, it may be I know somebody in town, or I know somebody that knows somebody, but I do not want to go volunteer in that because I can't tell you how many sales. In fact, I have a file over here. I keep a people that are stuck wanting the water. They're really not going to buy the unit. They've looked at the DVDs. They've seen the CDs. And there's a small percentage of people that are probably not going to buy unless they drink the water. But guys, that is a very low percentage over the big picture of the majority will buy this unit without ever drinking the water. Go to a Kangen meeting and ask the person who's running the meeting to ask this question, and it'll shock you. We want to get a show of hands in here of those who bought one of our units and never tried the water. Okay, I want them to think. Now, just raise your hands, those, and when you see how many hands go up around the room, and by the way, it's so interesting, the ones that raise their hand are usually the ones that are having the most marketing success. The ones that had to go through this long process, and I meant to finish this thought a while ago, it's typical of me, is I said, I'll tell somebody who I'm marketing the product to, and they say, well, I'd like to try some of this water. I'll say, and I've said this quite often, you understand this as a professional marketer, but if I take the effort to try to get you some of this water, I'm going to delay your income and your success in this business by trying to chase water to get you some. You will help your income, and it'll help your psyche to have bought a unit and be able to boast and say, well, I never tried the water. The guys, what I just said, that's leading by example. There are a few people, in fact, if the guys that got me involved in this business, if they'd have told me that, I understood that. I understand that's a fact. And, for example, I've marketed a lot of products that required you to almost try it before you buy it. But as the years went by, my last business, I was in the air purification business. It was all about, well, try the machine. I'll ship it to you. As I got older and more mature in the business, hey, it works. It will purify your air just like our water will do this and that for you. You don't need to try the water. It's going to work. Now,